OFM on demand.
Get feesbevange with OFM at the Vrystaat Arts Festival.
On 16 August 2012, the South African Police Service opened fire on a crowd of striking wine workers at Marikana, leaving more than 30 dead and nearly 80 wounded in the biggest incidents of police brutality since the advent of democracy. This is the subject of Cape Town-based artist Lesiba Mabtsela's living public artwork that will be taken to the streets of Bloemfontein Wednesday, 15 July, during the annual Vrystaat Arts Festival.
I'm a trained fashion designer with works that border into costume design or costume art and performance art. So basically we have five different areas with five different performers, and we are all walking on a two-hour journey towards the city, ending up at the Red Square within UFS ground. Along the way, engaging with a lot of the public, confronting the public, and engaging with the actual landscape of the city. Because it's such a historical city and because people are so passionate about it, their history, I thought this was a good way to kind of, you know, tie and bring links together, because there's links and there's human experience that goes beyond boundaries of racial or class issues. For people that generally don't visit galleries as well, that's a good opportunity for people to kind of engage and be part of what art is in these days, in modern days.
In the evidence before the Farlam inquiry, one particular miner came to the fore. In videos of marches and meetings during the strike, this was largely because he wore a bright green blanket around his shoulders. During those 7 days of conflict, he came from nowhere as the leader negotiating with police. He died that afternoon with 14 bullets in his face, neck and legs.
So the idea kind of was conceptualized in Cape Town around last year, where we've got this big guerrilla sort of art scene that goes on there. You don't necessarily have to be part of a gallery or showing in a gallery. There's this big war with the town or with the city council over graffiti and vandalism and art and what is art and what's accepted as art that is able to be painted within the city. Some of the groups that are there, there's a lot of reference to the Marikan massacre. The image of Mambush Noki, who's the man who has been identified as a man in the green blanket, has painted a lot of times in the city, usually with the tagline "Remember Marikana." And basically what I felt is that as much as this was a great way to bring awareness so that people can never forget, because that's what happens in our country, is big tragedies, and mainly it could happen to black people, and these tragedies are always forgotten or kind of put into that the category of, okay, this is forgotten, let's move on. I think people did not connect with the strikers or the miners on a personal level or a human level, and which is why I created the items with masks on, because it's basically you are confronted with your own image within this body, this personified body of the Nene Mambush Noki, the man in the green blanket.
The Man in the Green Blanket takes place in Bloemfontein from noon to 2, and residents and visitors are encouraged to share their interactions with the artwork on social media.
If people want to walk with, then great. That would actually have a very good response to the work that's been put out there. And I just ask that they don't kind of throw stones at the performers. I know that happened in Cape Town. And it was actually little kids that threw stones, which was in blank contrast to adults that were scared. People can follow the route, can have a look, and be cognizant of what this actual performance is about. And if you want to partake, you can partake. You can upload to Instagram, Facebook, whatnot, just to get the message out there.
The Vrystaat Arts Festival runs until Saturday, 18 July. LZ Boucher for OFM.
Expand your horizons with one festival, many stories, your festival. OFM is a proud sponsor of the Vrystaat Arts Festival.
OFM on demand. OFM, the sound of your life.